Now back to the Bill Post Radio Show.
Wherever you may be listening, AM 1430 KYKN, 1430KYKN.com, AM 1360 KUIK, Westside Talk Radio, or KUIK.com, you've got it on the Bill Post Radio Show. And our guest right now is our old pal Dan Lucas from Oregon Catalyst. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing all right. Talk about redistricting. I mean, I've talked about redistricting so many times. There's brown matter coming out of my ears. I don't know if I can take any more, but you have a
Is that Kate Brown matter? Or?
That is Kate Brown matter. Yeah, Kate Brown. Thank you. Nice one. I want to talk about one more time because you wrote an article the other day that was really good. But one of the things that you were talking about is comparing or contrasting, however you want to say it, this time to 10 years ago.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me to take a look back there and to see that the Democrats in the legislature here were weasels back then, just like the weasels in Wisconsin who ran off to Rockford, Illinois this year. It staggers my imagination that somebody thinks that's okay. They're lawmakers, and then they feel like it's okay to break the law so that they don't have to do something they're supposed to in the legislature.
So take us back 10 years. What happened in 2001 with this redistricting issue?
So back then, the Republicans had the majority in the legislature, and they passed a redistricting plan, and Governor Kitzhaber, and that's a nice deja vu, he vetoed it, and then when it came back to the legislature, they were going to override the veto. So that they wouldn't have a quorum, the Democrats thought it was okay to break the law and head over to the Warm Springs Indian Reservation and hide out there. And the reason they went there is because Oregon State Troopers don't have authority to go onto the reservation.
Right.
And to me, if you're doing something that requires the Oregon State Police to come and haul you back, that's something illegal.
I can go with that. Jeez.
And I mean, how do they think that's okay?
Well, there's a good casino there, isn't there? They were just at the casino, just throwing dice, right? I mean, you know, just pulling the slots. That's all. They're just there for fun. Come on. Okay. So all right. So what happened? They finally come back, and then what happens?
So then that got kicked to then Secretary of State Bill Bradbury, and of course, he did just a butcher job on the districts. And here's another blast from the past.
Yeah.
Kate Brown, who at the time was the Senate Democratic leader, said that, oh, no, Bradbury's not doing anything to favor his party, which is just ludicrous. One of the things that Bradbury did is he drew Jason Atkinson out of his own district. And so Jason had to move out of his newly remodeled home.
I remember.
And they drew the district boundary where he could have thrown a rock and hit the new district.
Yeah. So
talk about petty.
Yeah. So that's what we're stuck with now. But we have an opportunity to try to rectify the situation. And it looks to me like from reading your article, you're seeing something that looks fairly deja vu, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully they can work some of this out in the legislature. But the first plan that the Democrats published, if we went with the Democrats' plan for redistricting and we reran last fall's election, the Democrats would have the majority in the House.
Really?
They would easily pick up 2 seats and possibly would pick up as many as 7. And if they got 6 back again, they would have a supermajority again and could start doing things like Measure 66 and 67 again.
Wow. So what you did was you crunched the numbers from the last election, and based on that, and then with their redistricting plan, this is what we might get, as many as 7?
Yes.
Wow. That's huge.
Because what they're doing, you know, and unfortunately, I was really frustrated when I read that Peter Wong article in the Statesman Journal. He is such a pawn of the Democrats.
Yeah, listen, we live here. We know. Believe me. We always say this.
If that came out of the Democratic House Caucus, and he just put his name on it.
Listen. I've been to his office. Yeah, it's down in the basement of the Capitol. And it literally has one of those little vacuum tubes that goes right up to the Senate caucus, the Democratic caucus. And let me tell you, We say something about, we have a saying about Peter Wong around here. Two Wongs don't make a right.
Oh, man.
And, yeah.
He has to call the Democratic leadership to find out what he thinks.
Oh, I'm not kidding you. The Tea Party, he was there when he reported on the first big Tea Party when we had, I don't know, 35 to 5,000, something like that. Several hundred, according to his article.
Yeah.
That's Peter Wong.
They're math challenged.
Yeah.
So one of the things that he helped them with is that they're trying to perpetuate all these different distractions from the thing that really matters at the end of the day is what is the voter registration of these districts when it's all said and done? How many seats can one side win versus the other side? And he's trying to paint it like, oh, well, the Republicans' plan would push out some incumbents and everything. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. When they vote in the legislature, it's how many people vote yes, how many people vote no. Incumbents don't matter. It matters how many, you know, and they typically tend to vote along party lines on key issues. So what they really want is they want to get a majority back. And this redistricting plan that they put forward would absolutely give them the majority again.
What would the Republican plan do based on this number crunching you did?
The Republican plan would put two districts, it would make two districts more competitive. So theirs would hold a 30-30 balance, but would give the Republicans a better chance to put two Democrat seats right now and make them more competitive.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, they would like to at least have a shot at getting a majority. So the Republican plan is far more fair. And if you look at the both the congressional and the legislative maps, you can tell without even looking at the labels which one's the Republican one and which one's the Democrat one. The Republican one looks like a puzzle. I'm sorry, the Democrat one looks like a puzzle.
Yeah.
The districts all look like bizarre puzzle pieces.
Yeah, there's no, I don't know if the right word, fluidity. It's just, it's real piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a nice logical way to lay things out where you keep communities of interest together and everything. And they're clearly, all they're interested in doing is stacking the deck.
And the whole idea, again, Dan Lucas from OregonCatalyst.com, the whole idea, from what I've talked to Sean Lindsay several times, Representative Sean Lindsay, I've talked to Kevin Cash, several people, Republicans, and I've talked to several Democrats. And not on the air, they won't talk on the air, but in person. And they're all saying, look, we don't necessarily want it to be pro our side or pro their side. We want it to be fair. We want to see some real good horse races. And isn't that the goal?
Yeah, and really, at the end of the day, it should be fairly drawn. And if it falls out to favor one side or the other, I'm okay with that. But it needs to be fair, not these bizarre. And that was one of the things when Kate Brown, as Senate Democratic leader, denied that Bradbury had done anything to favor his party, which is just a pathetic joke.
Yeah.
The Oregonian ran an article, Harry Estef at the Oregonian ran an article in 2001, and it said, political analysts who have examined the plan say it's about as partisan as they come.
Yeah,
and
I
that's the
that.
Problem.
Yeah.
If these plans end up being partisan, that's not the intent of the law. That's not what it should be. These districts should represent, you know, these are representatives. They should represent the people in a district. And those people, as much as possible, should be a common community of interest.
And that's exactly, that's what we need. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, to add to that, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican. Even still, I don't want necessarily there to be big swings towards the Republicans. I want to see some races. I want there to be districts that instead of being all Republican or all Democrat, like we have now, I would like to see some hot races. I want to see a Democrat and a Republican have to slug it out in a bloody battle, and let's see who wins.
Yeah, and that, Bill, that's right, and that's fair, and it gives voters a real choice.
And it'll get more voters out.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, if everybody knows...
And if that's what you want, then you want the Republican option.
Exactly.
Theirs is a lot more fair, and it makes the races a lot more competitive.
Everybody knows that Dave Hunt's going to win his district. You know what I mean? I mean, so you stay home if you're in that district, Gladstone. You just stay home, because you know he's going to win. That sort of thing. Peter Courtney here. I don't know why, but here in Salem, which is normally fairly conservative. Peter Courtney gets reelected. I have, it's something to do with the rabbit. That's all I know. It's something to do with that stupid cottontail rabbit of his. But anyway, so nobody votes because, now Peter's going to win again. That's what I mean. Let's carve it up somehow so it's more competitive.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, I appreciate the work that you do on this and all the other stuff. And if people can see this, then go to OregonCatalyst.com and look up this story on the redistricting. Anything else going on we need to know about?
Well, the only other thing is, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little bit sick. And actually, I got sick even before they reintroduced the bag bill. But that's made it a little bit worse. And every time I hear about the bag bill, I think about, I don't know if you know Dan Christensen. He's on the Gresham Barlow School Board.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said my favorite thing so far on the bag bill, and he said grocery bags should be a private matter between a woman and her grocer. And I just love that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Don't call. Okay. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that.
All righty.
I know your wife will put up with it, but mine won't. Say hi to the fam.
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Dan Lucas from OregonCatalyst.com. Go take a look at his story on redistricting. It's an issue that's not going to go away anytime soon, not that we want it to. But we need it taken care of, and we need it taken care of very soon. We have, I believe, June 30th is the final date for the legislature to get it done. I would like to say I have high hopes, but they've not done it in 60 years, so the odds are against, but that doesn't mean it can't get done. This is as good a chance as any with the split house.